position filled at the U.S. State Department means good news for religious minorities. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll share the latest advances for religious freedom and what you can do to help them further. And then, this country's been called a missionary's graveyard, but new life is being stirred. Stay tuned to find your place in the story, and we'll start in the U.S. It's been a long time coming, but the U.S. Senate has finally confirmed Kansas Governor Sam Brownback as the ambassador at large for international religious freedom on Wednesday. Open Doors USA's Kristen Wright says,
as advocates for religious freedom and as advocates for the persecuted church, we're really excited just to have a leader within the State Department with access who can implement foreign policy changes that have to do with religious freedom around the world.
The ambassador at large for international religious freedom is in a unique position to defend persecuted religious minorities, which includes Christians.
One of the things that I've really loved seeing is a quote from Sam Brownback from years ago, describing religious freedom as the choice of what you do with your own soul. And so this is someone that I think is going to be a champion, not only for persecuted Christians, but for religious minorities and those of faith and those of no faith at all, because that's what religious freedom is really all about, that ability to make that choice about what you believe.
So Brownback's confirmation is great news. But Wright says now,
the real work in all of this really lies ahead. Persecution is on the rise. We need to be praying for our brothers and sisters around the world who are targeted because of their faith and praying that they will have a strong advocate for them in this office.
Next, when Rapaka's mother sent her out of the red light district into India Partners' safe home for girls, her little sister Chidippi was too young to go too. Instead, she stayed with mom. Donna Glass of India Partners says,
her sister was still witness to what was going on with her mother and would end up roaming the streets in search of food and became weak and lacked the proper nutrition that a young toddler needs.
But their mother wanted better for her youngest child. And so when she was old enough, Chidippi also went to the safe home and was reunited with her sister. Glass says many times when the children first arrive at the safe home, they struggle to open up. But over time, in a safe and loving environment, healing takes place. Today, Chidippi is making friends. She's well-fed, and she's receiving an education.
Oftentimes, they are withdrawn. They might act out because they've never known a loving environment. Not saying that their moms don't love them, but they have witnessed so much. So many of them very well may have post-traumatic stress syndrome.
As we wrap up National Human Trafficking Awareness Month, you can make a difference in the lives of children like these sisters through the Days of Safety program. It's all part of India Partners' desire to see an India rich with hope, justice, and compassion. Read the full story at our website to learn more. And the mission field in Japan is challenging. But after the triple disaster in 2011, Christians began to sense God working. Joe Henley, president of Asian Access, says,
for years, Japan has been known as a missionary's graveyard. Missionaries would come and serve and get discouraged and go home. But now we're seeing local leaders with incredible passion. The leader of Asian Access Japan is shooting to see the church be at 2% of the population by 2023. That's enormous, because right now it's just under 1%.
When the Olympic City was announced, their ambitions grew. Asian Access saw that the Olympics brought attention to Japan from sports enthusiasts as well as the church. They're partnering with Japan International Sports Partnership and SIM to bring resources and people to Japan for the 2020 Olympics, the Rugby World Cup, and other events. And they're asking for help.
This is really the season to invest, to get involved, to pray, and we desperately need your prayers. Prayer is the momentum builder for ministry. And so I beg of the North American Church and the global body of Christ to be praying for Japan.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.